Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, V'nisati Gishmeichem Be'itam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches Klal Yisrael, He's going to give us rain, Gishmei Bracha. So says the Gemara, it means, Lo Shikaira, not too much rain, V'loit Sameya, not too little, Elabinin is the exact amount, Shekoz Mancha Gishamim Rubim, Mitashtashin Es Aretz, because if there's too much rain, so that ruins the earth, V'einim Maitzia Peirais, and it doesn't allow the earth to bring forth fruit. Or Davar Acher, now what's the Gishmei Bracha that were promised in the Pasuk? It's Gishmei Bracha that comes Be'itam in the right time. What's it mean, Be'itam? It means Belele Revi'ais and Belele Shabbosais on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. Shekei Metzini, like we find. And the reason Rashi explains is because on those nights there's a certain evil spirit that's around at night, and therefore people anyways are not outside. So therefore, that's the best time for it to rain. We find in the times of Shimon ben Shatach, it rained taka just on those two nights, and it rained such a good amount, the wheat kernels became the size of kidneys, the barley seeds like olive seeds, the lentils like golden dinarim, vitzaru mehem, so they wrap some of them up, as an example for the future generations, to show them how much chet is gairim, that it's mekalka the oilam. You see, when you don't have chet, look at what the oilam produces, look what the world produces, look what the earth produces. But if you don't have this, it means that the chet is gairim, shenem, as the pasuk says, "Avneseichem hituela v'chataseichem manu ataiv mikem." It's your averis that hold back good from you. We find a similar idea. Bimei Hardus, shayu aiskim v'binyan beis hamikdash. They were being Isaac in the binyan Hardus. V'hayu yarden geshamim belayla, and it rained only at night. And then lemachar during the day, nashva aruach, a wind came. V'nespaz ro'avim, it blew away the clouds. V'zarcha achama, the sun shone. V'yatzu amal melachdan, everyone was able to go and continue their work. V'yadu shemalach shemayim b'neim b'deihem, and they knew that what they were doing was the shem shemayim. Now, Ma'isa Shasholchu L'Chayni Amago V'Chulu. So we mentioned in the Mishnah in the story with Chayni Amago, the Gemara now brings a Braisa, which elaborates on the story. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Pamachas Yatzu Roiv Adar, Vol Yardu Geshamim. Most of Adar had already left, and it still hadn't rained. So Shasholchu L'Chayni Amago, L'Espalu V'Yardu Geshamim, Davin for it to rain, V'Espalu V'Yardu Geshamim. He Davin and it didn't rain. So Ag Uga V'Amim Beseicha, he drew a circle, he stood inside the circle, Kedar Shasa Chabakuk and Avi, like Chabakuk did. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, on Bishmarti Amayda Vesyatzva Matzur, the Amr Lefanav and Echanya Magul says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Banechusam Upneiam Alai, your children, they put their confidence in me, they turn to me, Shani Kemen Bayis Afanecha, because they know that I'm like a Ben Bayis to you. Nishba Ani Bashimcha Gadol, I swear, Shein Yizaz Mikana, not moving from here, Acha Terachim Al Banecha, until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu Gishamim Menatfin. So it started to drizzle, and Amru Lai Tamidav, so Chanya Magos Tamidim, they said to him, Rabbi, Reinuch of Leinamos, we want to see you, we don't want to die, this is not going to do it. Kemeduman Anu, Shein Geshemim Yardin, El Lahat, Shvuascha, it seems Hashem is only making a rain, just so that now your Shvuah was fulfilled, and now you can move away, but He's not actually giving us rain. So Amar, so Chani turns back to Hashem, and he says to Hashem, Leikach Sha'alti, this is not what I asked for, Ale Gishmei Bayre Shichna Ma'arais, I want there to be a lot of rain. Okay, you want a lot of rain? So Yardu Bezaf, it started raining very hard. Achik Otipa Vatipa, Kimlai Pitan, Kipalaki Pichavis, each drop of rain was like the amount of rain that fills up the opening of a barrel. Ushiaru Chachamim, Nachamim, they measured it. Shein tipa pechusa milug, there was no drop of rain that was smaller than a lug, a tremendous amount, over 300 milliliters. So Amru Lai, so they said to him, they said to Chani Amago, Amru Lai Tamidav, Rabbi, Reinuch of Leinamos, this is too much rain, it's going to kill us. Kibadumananu, Shein Geshemim Yardin, Elo La'abed Ha'ilam, it seems Hashem is making a rain now to destroy the world. So Amru Lefanav, so again, Chani turns back to Hashem, and he says, Laikach Sha'auti, this is not what I asked for, Elo Gishmei Ratza, Imbrachu Nedava, I want there to be good, pleasant rain. Yardu Katikna, and then the rain started to come down normally. However, it didn't stop. Ad sha'alu kula am laharabayis m'nei ha-gishamim, until everybody had to go onto the top of harabayis because there was so much rain. So Amru Lai, so again they said to Chayni Amago, Now, Rabbi, Kishem Shespalal Toshierdu, Kachispalu Vigyochu Lahem. Just like you daven for it to rain, daven now for the rain to go away. Samar Lahem, he says to them, no. Kach Mikubalni Shev Emispalan Al Reva Taiva. I have a Messiah that, no, you don't daven for too much good. But Afalpikain, he says, Haviu Li Pari Da, bring me a par that we could do tshuva on. Haviu Li Pari Da, they bring him a par. Samach Shle Yad of Allah, he puts his two hands on it. Vamar Lefanov, and he says, Rabbanu Sholam, Amcha Yisosha Tzaitim Mimitzrayim, Einan Yichon. Now your nation, now you took out of Mitzrayim, they can't handle when things are too good or when things are too bad. If you get angry at them, they can't handle that. If you give them too much good, they're not able to handle that either. Now you should make the rain stop, and everyone should enjoy the world. A wind blew, and it scattered the clouds. The sun shone. Everyone was able to go to the fields. And they saw that the field had produced all different types of mushrooms. So Shalach Shimon ben Shatach, after all this, Shimon ben Shatach sends to Chayni Amago, and the Mali Chayni if not for the fact that you're a Chayni Amago and that all this happened with you, I would have put you on Nidoy. If the years would have been like the years of Eliyahu Navi, that the keys of Geshem were in the hands of Eliyahu, and he made a Shavua that it's not going to rain, and you now making a Shavua that you're not moving from the circle until it does rain, that would have caused a tremendous Chil Hashem. Your Shavua would have been directly opposed to Eliyahu Navi's Shavua, and then it would cause a tremendous Chil Hashem. Someone would have to budge, and therefore what you davened was not a proper tefillah. Aval says Shimon ben Shatach to Chayni Amago, Aval ma esel lecha, but what am I supposed to do with you? Sha'ata mischata fnei amakum va'esel lecha retoincha. I see that you daven improperly, and afal pikin Hashem fulfills your demands. Kibben shemischata l'aviv, like a son who sins towards his father, he doesn't ask properly. Va'esel lecha retoinai, and afal pikin the father fulfills the son's request. And the son says to the father, he says, Abba, halichenu l'rachatzeni b'chamen, go and bring me and wash me in hot water, shatfeini b'tzayni, wash me in cold water, tainli agayzim, shkeidim, afarskim, v'rimayinim, give me all different types of nuts, or peaches, and pomegranates, v'naisin layin, whatever the son asks for, the father gives it to him. V'alecha kasavaymer, yismach, avicha, v'imecha, v'tagil adetecha, that your parents and your Hashem does anything for you, and therefore I'm not going to put you in Nidoy, even though technically I'm not masking him to the way that you daven. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Hebraitha, ma'ashalchu b'nei lishchus hagazas l'chayni amagol. What did the lishchus hagazas, what did they send to Chayni amagol after this whole episode? They sent him a few psukim. Number one, they sent him, v'tig zaraimer v'yakum lach v'adorachach anagar. So they explained that v'tig zaraimer means, ata gazarti milamata, v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim amarcha milamala. Your geyser is something down here, and kadosh baruch hu fulfills it. The idea that tzad geyser, v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim. And then the end of the pasuk says, v'adorachach they said that means darsha ya'afel he'arta b'tfilascha. A door that it was dark, so you gave light to the door through your tefillah. Ki yishpilu v'taymer gave another pasuk. They explained darsha ya'afel he'gbata b'tfilascha. That a door that was very low down, so you lifted it up with your tefillah. And then another pasuk, v'sach enayim yashia, door shesach ba'avayne, a door that was low down with aviris, hayishata b'tefilascha, you saved it with your tefillah, yamaladi naki, they said that means, door shaloi hayonaki, a door that wasn't clean, it had filth, it had aviris, milata b'tefilascha, you saved it with your tefillah. And finally, they sent him the pasuk, v'nimla pevor kapecha, they said to him, milata b'masi adecha haberurin, that you were able to save the door with your pure actions, with your pure meisim, you were able to save the dar. Now, Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Yamav Shalisei Tzadik Hayemitzdar Al Mikrezeh. That the whole lifetime of Chayni Amago, he had tremendous tzar over the following pasuk. He didn't know what the pshat of the pasuk is. The pasuk says Shir Hamalos Beshuv Hashem Meshiv Atziyon Hayinu Kecholim. That when we get back to after the Bizman Bayisheni, so it's a 70-year galus, and it'll be like it was just a dream. So Amar Chayni Amago said, it's a 70-year galus. Miika denayim shivin shnin. Is there a person that sleeps for 70 years, b'chalma, and dreams for 70 years? Yoyim achan, until one day, he was traveling on the road, chazi lugav Avro, Navanato Charuva, he saw a certain person that was planting a carob tree. So Amar Lei, so Chanya Magal, he parks his donkey, and he says to the man, he says, Hayad Kamishnin, Toyin, how long does it take for the carobs to start to grow? So Amar Lei, the man says back, Ad Shivin Shnin, it takes 70 years. Amar Lei, Chanya says to the guy, Pshitulacha, Dechayya Shivin Shnin, is it so pashit to you? You're gonna live 70 years. So Amar Lei, so the man says no, but Hay Gavra Amu Becharuva Shkachte, I found this world that it had buxer, it had carobs in it. My fathers, they planted a carob tree for me. So just like my fathers did it for me, so I want to do it for my descendants, for my children. Yasuf Kakar Chrifta, Chani Amagli sits down to eat some bread, and also Leshinta Nim, and sleep overcomes him, and he falls asleep, and a hajali mishunisa, and he kasi meina, and a rock comes, and it passes by him, and it covered him from anybody being able to see him, and he fell asleep, v'nim shivin shnin, and he fell asleep for 70 years. Now he wakes up, he doesn't know he fell asleep yet for 70 years, he gets up, chazilu gavra davaka malakte minayu, malaki minayu, he sees someone picking some of the carobs from the tree, so Amarlei, he says to him, atu deshelte, are you the one that planted this tree? Amar Lei, the man says back, no, Barbara, I know, I'm the man's grandson. So Amar Lei, he says to him, Shma Mina, there's Naim and Shiv and Shnin, so it must be, I just fell asleep for 70 years, because I saw your grandfather planting the tree. Chazu L'chamore, he then turns and he sees his donkey that he had parked, this Lidale Ramche Ramche, that already had grandchildren. Well, he mamish fell asleep for 70 years. Azul Abese, he goes to his house, Amar Lu, he says to the people in his house, he says, Breidu Chani Amago Mikayim, this Chani Amago have a son that's still around. Amrulei Brei Lasa Barbarei Isa. He doesn't have a son. His son already passed on, but he has a grandson. So Amar Lehu, Ana Choni Amagul. He tells them, Am Choni Amagul. Loyem Nuhu. They didn't believe him. Azul LeBeis HaMedrash. He goes to the Beis Medrash. Shaminu L'Rabbanan De Kamri. And here's the Rabbanan in the Beis Medrash. They're saying over that, wow, today was such a great day. Nihirin Shmaitzen Kivishne Choni Amagul. That we had such clarity today, like the times of Choni Amagul. The Chihava Ayol of the Beis Medrasha. When Chayin Yamago, we go into the Beis Medrash, Kokushi the Havilu Rabbanan, any question that the Rabbanan had, have a Mefariklu, he would answer it for them. Samar Luhu, so Chayin Yamago says to them, Anon you, I'm Chayin Yamago, Lohem Nu, they didn't believe him. V'loi Avdile Yikarakademi Bayile, they didn't respect him with the respect that he deserved, and Chalash Daite, that made him feel a little bit weak, and Bayi Rachame Umes, he davened and he actually died. And Amar Rava, Hanu Damri Enchi, it's like people say, Ay Chavrusa Y Misusa, that a person, he needs to have a Rusa, he needs to have friends that are being mechabedim for what he's worth, for what he is, and if not, then he's not able to survive. Oy misusa, he isn't able to survive. Everybody needs the cover that he deserves.